Hello, dear listener. It's James here, and I thought I'd record an audio boo because I had a little bit of spending money over Christmas. Very lucky I was, and I indulged myself with a new Bluetooth headphone connector thing, essentially, so I could plug my headphones into it and didn't need to be tethered to my mobile phone or MP3 player and stuff like that. And it works really nicely. Why I'm audio booing, however, is because of the voice, which sounds like this.
Power on. Ready to pair. Device connected.
The thing that bothered me, I guess, is that every single phrase ends with this kind of growling noise. Very much like Stephen Toast. Which is called vocal fry. You may well be acquainted with it. Peter Dixon uses it to great effect. Saying things like this.
James Hart!
And indeed, growling like this.
Guava.
A few years ago, it gained some degree of notoriety because some young ladies or young women in America were using it to sort of push a point. Rather unironically, I took this snippet from a YouTube video of somebody talking about it and using it at the same time. I wasn't really sure whether she was doing it deliberately. But this is a very good example of a woman doing it.
Why a teenage girl would adopt vocal fry? Because vocal fry is not regional. It's not an accent from like Albuquerque or something. It's something that has been pathologized as affecting not a region, but a demographic, the young girl.
And as well as being, to me, somewhat unattractive and annoying, is also really not particularly healthy short term for the larynx because it bypasses some of what the vocal cords are supposed to do and kind of pushes the air around the side of it. That I understand can result in nodules and hoarseness and a sore throat, basically. Whether there are any long-term effects is as yet unknown, but I certainly encourage Eleanor, my daughter, not to do it if she possibly can. And hey, if you can inflect properly, is not no bad thing, I guess, is it? Anyway, I thought I'd share that with you. I'm going to go now, and I'll hopefully speak to you with a decent inflection quite soon. Bye-bye for now.
Power off.